I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm so glad to welcome you to our very interesting, very lively show of The Muslim Lady. IRIB English Radio is welcoming you. Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Masumi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's very nice to be here and to share something with our dear listeners. I hope they are enjoying as we are enjoying too.
Yes, I hope not. Even I'm sure. Yeah.
Inshallah.
So today I would like to start with a very amazing conversation between Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullahi Alayha and Imam Ali Alayhi Salam. Like
the
both
beautiful,
husband and wife.
The most perfect couple and the history of universe, we can say.
Oh, yeah. Universal, perfect couple. Yeah, definitely. So their conversation would be out of our imagination. Exactly. You would recite the Arabic one. I would like to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely. There is a beautiful conversation. Although they had a lot of conversation as, husband and wife, in this short period of time, they have very short period of marital, time.
Only,
just
I think, 9 years, not more than 9 years.
10 years, not more than 10 years. Unfortunately, nowadays, in 10 years, it takes 10 years to understand each other.
And this, You're right.
So they get married and they understand for 8, 9, 10 years. But look at the Fatima Zahra and Imam Ali alayhim salam. How beautifully they understood. Before marriage, they had understanding between them.
Exactly.
They understood each other. So their conversation is also, it helps us to understand what kind of couple they were. So in this conversation, Fatima Zahra says to her husband, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Yabna amma ahittani kadiba wala khaina. وَلَا خَالَفْتُكَ مُنْدُ عَشَرْتَنِي.
Okay, one thing. The way she's addressing, it's so interesting. Yabna'am.
Yabna'am.
Yeah, not Ya Ali, with name. Yeah. Nowadays.
Even Ali is beautiful name. Saying the name of Ali is
Ibadah.
But she, as a wife, she never says Ya Ali. She always says Yabna'am. Ya Abul Hassan.
Ya Abul Hassan. Maybe we can't understand, but in those eras, like the kunyat, the title, it shows more respect. So to call someone with some kind of title. Like nowadays we say, for example, I say to you, Agha. Agha means someone who's, respectful or giving, like I don't know, in English, Mr., we can't translate it.
Usually they call with surname for respect.
Yeah. You can say something out of love, out of respect. So here, Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullahi alayha, she's calling Yabna'am. So we have to be careful about the way we are calling each other.
Because the respect should be mutual, and it starts with the conversations, with what thing you say to your husband and with what, name you say to your wife. It shows the respect, it starts your relationship from these small things. Nowadays, wives and husbands, they call their spouses and their wives and husbands with their names, which maybe in their society, it's not irrespectable thing, but Islam says to respect, you should say something very, very respectful, like surname or like any specific, you choose any name to your spouse.
Yeah, like
so Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha, she always with much respect, she used to say, Ya Ibn Am, or, oh, my cousin, or, Ya Abul Hasan. So she points three things in this, you know, conversation, which are very, again, very essential in our these relationships nowadays. Number one is, Ma ahittani kaziba. I never have told any lie, you know. As a masuma, she would not tell any lie, but she is emphasizing, you know, she is showing to us that in relationships we should never tell a lie.
Yeah, so the foundation of relationships are based on truth, you know, sincerity. You know, like the life will become very, very beautiful when I'm 100% knows that whatever you are saying is, it's coming from your bottom of your heart. Yeah. You know, like if you say, for example, I truly care about you, that means truly, not only, you know, verbally. So kizb can destroy, can destroy our life here and hereafter. And the second thing is, wala kha'ina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cheating, the thing which mostly destroys our relationship is kha'ina. Mm. You know,
yeah, we are not
cheat.
Amin. Amin means, you know, trustworthy, like trusty, like whatever things we have, like, for example, there's a hadith which says, Al-majalisu amana.
Amana.
You know, if you go and in a gathering, if you sit, whatever your husband is talking to you, your family members, those, you know, points, those conversations are amana. You know, like you have to take care of those. Like you can't share it with everyone, or you can't like gossip, or you can't take it in a negative way. And those are the amanat. So amanat
definitely
means you. This is the trust which Allah has given to you, and you have to be very trustworthy.
Yeah. And cheating here is, as you mentioned, does not mean that, you know, in relationships you cheat your husband and wife. Unfortunately, nowadays it is very, very common issue in our societies.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. But cheating here means everything, you know, as a husband and wife, we have a lot of things together and we shared each and everything of our life and personal things. So all these things are amana, trust with you. So if you leak, or if you tell your husband anything, any mistake, any issue which he does not want you to show with others, share with others, this is also kha'in, khiyana, cheating. And this also destroys the pillars of our relationship,
exactly.
Mutual relationship.
And the third one is wala khalaftuka munzu asharatani. Like I never ever disobey you.
Disobey.
You know, like Lady Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha is truly practicing on this ayah of ar-rijalu qawwamuna ala nisa. Like you are the leader, you know, of this house. The way she's showing her humbleness is so amazing.
And then the reply of Imam Ali is, we are focusing on the sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam
about Lady Fatima.
So in reply, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Ma'ad Allah.
Like even Imam is wondered by the humbleness of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayhi. Imam is saying, what kind of, you know, statement you are saying about yourself? Look, you are the Ma'asuma of Konain. No. You are saying, you know, lie, cheating, disobeying, ma'azallah, you know. God forbid, you cannot be among those. Then now Imam is starting to mention
the virtues of Lady Fatima. The great respect, the great values he had in his heart regarding Fatima Zahra. He says, Anti a'lamu billah wa abar wa atqa wa akram. Wow, beautiful.
Yeah, there are five qualities. A'lam, abar, atqa, akram, and ashaddu khawf. Amazing.
Who is saying these statements?
Oh.
the gate of knowledge.
Subhanallah.
The second, you know, upper person on this earth, you know.
Exactly. After Rasulullah.
After Rasulullah.
Yeah, the best in all kind of virtues.
All the qualities.
Yeah, he is Imam Ali alayhi salam.
He is saying, Anti a'lamu billah. He is swearing by Allah that Anti a'lam.
Mm.
Yeah, so from this statement, we can understand the knowledge of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, how much knowledge she had. That's why Jibreel used to come to her house.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Even understand.
Yeah.
We don't know. Like you know, if you go to a garden or a jungle, for example, you know, Amazon jungle, and if you know about only one tree and one branch, not only one branch, one leaf, and you say, yeah, I'm talking about this jungle. They say, you don't know anything. You know maybe about a one leaf of that jungle. So like that, maybe, you know, more than that, we don't know about the ocean of ilm and wisdom and knowledge of
Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. Yeah,
exactly.
Subhanallah. Wa atqa, the most pious person on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which also Imamul Muttaqeen says this regarding Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. Yeah.
Not only you have taqwa, you know, you have piety. No, look at the wordings. You know, in Arabic language, you don't have more, you know, any more emphasizing
the
word.
Yeah. Quality, when we want to express, we use af'alu tafzeel. The siga of afdal, af'al, atqa, akram, you know.
The best of the best of the best. So no one can reach to your level of ilm, number one. Number two, abar, like goodness, but in a very high level.
Yeah, abrar.
Yeah, like good doers, you know. Like we have a beautiful character of Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha, that, you know, she was in her wedding night, you know, wedding day. Whatever she was wearing, the new clothes, she has given away in the way of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But this is not only the story that, okay, you know, she has given her wedding dress to a needy girl. No.
Which itself is very, very, you know, important, and it is impossible for, you know,
bride to give away her dress. Yeah,
donate her.
I don't think so. We have in history, you know, this kind of generosity. So she is the mother of generosity, no doubt about it. But interestingly, the tradition says, while moving from the house of the father to the house of the husband, yeah, from Rasulullah's place to Imam Ali alayhi salam's place, on the way, Lady Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha has given her dress. You know, she didn't wait even for exactly. Like you say, okay, come to my house. I will give you, the way we are always postponing.
Like Imam Ali in his prayers, he did not wait to finish her namaz to give that sadaqah, yeah?
To finish his namaz?
His namaz, yeah.
Oh, wow. Same, yeah, you can see, definitely. You know, they are hamkuf, they are capable to each other. Subhanallah. So, and then, you know, she recited this ayah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked her, that why you have given your new dress? You could give her the old one. So she said, she recited this ayah. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ. Bir means to that level of good doers, you
good
know,
doers.
Like you cannot reach to the level of abrar until you give whatever is very, you know, like beloved to you. Whatever you truly attach to someone,
truly you need,
exactly.
It's very important for you.
Yeah, if you give that, then you can become you reach to the level of detachment. And when you detach, that means you are very attached to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then you reach to the level of Abrar. So she's Abar. You know, now, and you know, in Arabic language, I love these kind of connection, you know, with Lugha, with linguistic, that Bar wa Bahar. Bahar means ocean. Bar means, you know,
Dry land.
You know, land mostly in deserts, you know, it's a very vast and massive. So because the heart of Abrar are so, open up, you know, to everyone. They're just, you know, giving and giving and giving, and they're taking pleasure out of giving. Therefore, they say Abrar, Abar, wa Atqa, and then Akram.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us a small drop of this big ocean. Yeah, we should pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a small drop of this great ocean.
Because unfortunately,
in our daily and practical lives, we donate the things we do not need, you know. Extra things, we say, this dress is, you know, I don't need. Let's give it to a poor or needy person. This food is, we do not need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then we have extra money, then we do good things. So this is also good, which has a lot
better
of reward.
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
but we should
to get
try
the
to reach
a real reward and thawab, the thing which you need for yourself, you give that thing, which is almost impossible nowadays in our daily life.
And the last two is, one is Akram and one is Ashaddu Khawfan. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is giving one more title to Lady Fatima, that is, you are Akram. You are very honorable in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You know the true meaning of karama. وَأَشَدُّ خَوْفًا مِنَ اللَّهِ يعني your خوف, your level of fearness, respect towards Allah تبارك وتعالى is شديد. It's in a very high level that you are always feeling the presence of Allah تبارك وتعالى in your life.
So I think we are running out of time. Although we wanted to discuss very good some points regarding this hadith.
But alhamdulillah, we have covered up very important points, the way Imam Ali alayhi salam is describing Lady Fatima Zahra salamullahi alayha.
So let's pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this tawfiq to implement and utilize these hadiths in our daily life.
Inshallah. May Allah give us this tawfiq to apply the quality of ilm and bir and piety and honor and fearness. Inshallah, we are going to continue the beautiful sayings of Lady Fatima Zahra and the virtues of Bibi in our next episode. Thank you so much for being with us. Fi amanillah.
My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong. Sometimes it just gets too much. I feel that